Hey guys, it's Jack from Fight Geist. In case you couldn't tell, this is a very special episode that we taped directly after the 19th episode from this week of Fight Geist. It's not a normal episode. It's not a normal episode with me and Phil just talking wrestling or anything like that. We're talking Phil this time. Me and, of course, Pat from the Boulevard Bullies. Phil's present during this episode as well, but he's sort of in the background. And this episode basically just entails me and Pat shitting on him the entire time, criticizing his life choices, criticizing his abilities, his talents, and making him feel bad for even showing up to the show. No, not exactly, but you'll see. It was a lot of fun for me and Pat, maybe not so much for Phil, but he's there. So stay tuned, and especially stay tuned for episode 20, where Phil's actually going to get a chance to host. So, probably the beginning of the end for Fight Geist.
It's been a while since I've talked about it. Maybe it's time to cooperate. I need some help to forget about it. I don't want your sympathy. Stop saying you give a shit, 'cause you don't.
I think
Everyone's
that's like a
beautiful.
wrestling insult, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to
yeah,
mean like
that's
you.
What you call somebody who's like a bad dancer. They got flat feet, you
right?
know?
Like you drag your feet, or yeah. Oh, right. You flat feet. Yeah. So I guess in wrestling, it makes sense too.
I mean, he's not very fleet of foot.
Right. Right. Phil, I think you're too far away from the mic. I think
Phil, you're too far away from the mic, and you're
the mic
playing
is
Grand Theft Auto so loudly that I can
not.
Hear.
Yes.
I can hear you getting text messages on your controller.
I heard
hear
that
you
too.
Tapping
yeah.
X.
No, it's not that. See, on my phone, right, I went into like this ringtone app.
Yeah,
and I
right.
put
you are a liar.
GTA ringtone.
Such a liar.
On my phone, there's this app called Zedge. You could get
Jack. So
yeah.
The other day we're playing GTA and we're trying to, like, you basically have to like accept the invite as soon as you get it, so that all four of us can be in the same room together, right?
Right.
For lack of a better explanation, and it's like, okay. You know, person one, are you ready? Yes, I have my phone open. I'm ready. Person two, are you ready? Yes, okay, I'm ready. Phil, are you ready? And I swear to God, I hear him go, oh, backflip. And he's. And I'm like, Phil, are you riding a motorcycle right now? No, I'm ready. I'm ready. But he wasn't. He's got such bad ADD. I don't know how you do it, Jack. I don't
no,
know how
dude,
you do it.
Every time I call him to start the show, by the way, at like 5:59, we're supposed to start at 6. I mean, we never do, but we started at 6 today. But we're supposed to start at 6. Call him at 5:59, and he's got like a backdrop on his Skype of like naked women, and he's not wearing a shirt. He doesn't have his mic or his headphones anywhere near him. He just picks up, or also picks up on his phone, which he has to be on his computer so that we can see his background.
Oh,
and
boy.
And then that's it. He's just like, "What's up?"
I was saying that's like me picking up Casanova Valentine to go to shows.
Was it?
It's like, hey, are you ready to go? No, I'm not. I overslept. Well, dude, like, we gotta go. Well, that's not my fault. I overslept. It's like,
yeah.
No, but that's the very definition of it being your fault.
So true.
You know, and then it's like he gets in the car. It's like, okay, we're late, but at least you're in the car. Okay, let's go. And he goes, oh, shit, you know what? I got to pick up my stuff from this other place that's like 45 minutes away. Sorry, bro. There's nothing we could do. Well, yeah. There's plenty we could have done. You could have picked it up at any point before right now. That's what we
exactly.
could have done.
That's hilarious. Man.
You got to call him at like 5:15, Jack. That's
I should
key.
Just do that. Yeah. Yeah. No, like Urkajerk said in the chat last week, Jack is Phil's handler. And that's
yeah.
pretty much
yeah.
exactly
yeah.
accurate.
Oh, absolutely, without question. Yeah, so you definitely gotta call him at like, you gotta start texting him at 5.
Right.
Say, hey, I'm gonna call you to test everything out at 5:30. Are you gonna be ready?
Well, see,
then,
I usually
like,
do that, and he'll just be like, oh, my parents have me do this thing.
Oh, so he
like literally
lies
so
about...
No, literally so many times, I'm so serious. There have been so many times where it's like, I'm chilling, and then right when we're like about to call, it's like, I get asked to go do something.
Yeah, it's
Very likely story.
Yeah, but Prince, that's also your fault, because you can say to your parents, preemptive strike, like, hey, listen, every day for the last every day at this time for the last 19 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing. So if I need to wash the dishes or take the garbage out, let me do it before or after.
I did this time.
Exactly. Well, you did this time, but that's what I've told you every week.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it takes a little to learn.
This is how I know that your guys' business relationship and partnership is not going to last, because there's no way that you can sustain at this pace.
Right.
Phil never caring as little as he does. There's no way. Either Jack's going to flip out and get mad at Phil, or Phil's going to be like, Jack, man, you're always harassing me, man. One of those two things.
100%. And that's I start to like feel bad about it too, because I'm like, am I like bugging him too much to do these things?
It makes you feel like the dick.
Yeah.
It makes you have to be the dick. Yeah.
But
dude,
I'm probably not.
I worked with Steve for years.
Right.
All right. These drops are only accessible by C-Plane.
Right, Grand Theft Auto.
Now we can hear everything, Phil.
And not only is he playing Grand Theft Auto, he's not even clever enough to take his controller away. So it's like it's not only like he's playing it, it's that the elements of him playing it are so loud that they're just even ruining us trying to make the best of it.
Right. So Phil, what we're saying is...
Do you feel any guilt at all?
None.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, for the controller, I guess, a little bit. I could have moved my...
Why don't you come over here and join us?
Now, Jack, do you think that this is... Because like I said, I dealt with this with Steve for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is like some kind of medical issue, like a chemical imbalance?
Am I retarded?
Do you think that there's something wrong with Phil a little bit? Like, does he need medication?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I think it's more of just like a reluctance to the point where he's... I don't know if it's whether he doesn't want to be on the show, or like he's dragging his feet to like start the show, because like I know I have that those days too where I'm like, oh, I can't do the show right now because I'm like, no, you know, tired or whatever. But I don't know if it's that or if it's like he doesn't feel like it's that important.
Yeah, well, they see, that's the thing. Maybe the way with Steve, I always viewed it as, oh, you know, he doesn't think it's that important. I find that insulting.
Right.
But maybe it is something chemical, or maybe it's just a defense mechanism. Like he's actually a lot less confident than he would appear, so he gets nervous. This is the way he deals with nerves.
Is that it, Phil? Are we psychoanalyzing you enough? Is that true?
Oh, I think I'm just like a little...
Phil, we're just going to
keep... We can't hear you. You don't have a mic.
We're just going to keep talking over you until you actually decide to care about talking into the microphone. Is that all right?
I'm not. I'm like right next to the microphone.
You're not. We established before the show.
It's literally right here.
Brooke, and if you look at the stream... Like, Jack is a nice frame. It's most of Jack's body and his face, and you can see him talking to the mic. Prince looks like Gollum, just hanging out in, like, a cave.
Yeah, way back here. Just total darkness.
I got my light now. I'm happy about that.
But you're not using it.
And he didn't even turn it on for his own stream.
I did. I had it on this whole time. This is the after show.
Yeah, the after show doesn't matter, but, like, it also still matters because there's five people watching.
Can you imagine Phil caring less than he already cares about the main show?
That's the issue. Yeah, it's either before or after the show. It's a new low every time.
He cares so little about the show that when it's either pre or post show, he's like, oh, okay, now I can stop caring. This is him not even caring, which is a new level of
not even 1%.
I care so much. If I didn't care, I'd have my shirt off.
Well, you do before the show starts, when I call you at 5:59.
Yeah, but then I put it on. Let's see.
At like 6:15.
No, around 6:05.
No, because then you have to get up to get your super coffee, or you have to get up to change your background or something.
Yeah, I ran out of super coffee.
Yeah, well, that shows. But Pat, I don't know if you were there. I think it was like last week or the week before. Like right as soon as the music played and the show ended, he turns around and starts playing golf on his TV. He literally turned his back to me.
I was there for that.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, he was there. I remember.
I was trying to like tell him, you know, hey, maybe we should just keep actually talking and entertaining the people who are in the chat. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I don't
you
know
are,
about
if
this
you
stuff.
You are not being entertained right now. Please tell me.
Well, no. I'm sure they are because we're just trashing you, and that's always fun.
Yeah. This is the... See, that's the thing, Phil. if you can't participate, the defense mechanism for the show is just trash you. That becomes the new entertainment.
And that's I made an entire intro worth of our arguments that I played a couple episodes ago because of how often it is that I have to devolve back to that.
Yeah, and he starts talking about UFC for like 20 minutes.
Yep. I don't watch UFC, Phil. Guys. I'm sorry.
This is the Fight Guys podcast, not the professional wrestling only podcast. Okay. We have viewers in France that most certainly want to hear about the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
So, Jack, I'm going to tell you a quick story about last night. So, you know, I only stream to about five or six regulars as well. And last night, what time is it? Like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're playing golf on stream.
Right.
And Colt Cabana raids us with 121 people. And we had like 10 people. It was already a good night. Then Lucha Freddy raided us with 15. And then like 10 minutes later, Colt Cabana himself raids with 121. So we have like 150 viewers, right? Now, we're just literally playing golf. We were not prepared for a raid of that caliber. So I basically went into my pitch real quick. I'm like, oh, hey, we're just playing golf. Please stick around. But, you know, we're wrestling this. You can follow us here, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So, you know, from 150, it drops to like 100 in like a second because half the people don't stick around. So we're playing a golf game. And somehow we have captured the hearts and minds of probably 100 people who were watching Colt Cabana or doing wrestling stuff. But these two people are going to watch, these 100 people are going to watch us play golf.
Right.
Okay. And so, you know, they can only see my screen because I'm streaming from my PlayStation. So what you could do is you could go into edit your golfer and you could change your golfer's like outfit, right? Yeah. But, you know, when I do it, the stream can see it. When Phil does it, the stream can't see it. They can only hear Phil. They can't see his screen.
Yeah.
So with 100 people watching us, Phil took like 10 minutes to change the color of his golf shoes.
It was like a good 2 minutes.
And then he was like, and he was there. He was like, oh no, I'm ready. I'm getting into the game. And Steve was watching his stream and he goes, he's not ready. He's very slowly changing the color of his shoes.
That's so important, Phil. Yeah. No, this is.
It was worth it, though. Like, you saw that outfit. And no, I won.
So good.
No level of, importance, no sense of urgency. We have 100 people, an all-time high.
Yeah.
They stuck around. They saw.
Well, yeah, they stuck around, and then when we had 50 people, Phil just started having like a Tourette's moment where he started yelling about 80s hair metal bands and releases.
Someone mentioned it, right?
Like, somebody said the word
thing.
Poison, and you turned it into a rant.
Jericho did the same thing. He said that was all shit you wrote, right? And that's a song by Firehouse, 1989. Chris Jericho actually referenced the same thing. He was like, "Bang bang, that was all she wrote." And he said Firehouse. And I was like, oh, that's pretty funny, right? But then you said it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to say the same thing. And then someone mentioned it, and I noticed it was distracting you a little
viewers,
bit. It was distracting
viewers,
you.
One person. Yeah, it was distracting me.
It was distracting you. And
I don't think that this is a creative choice that I support.
It made me win. The win is what I care about.
Erka says, try giving him breaks. I think the reason why I want to get on you so bad, Phil, is because of your unflappable confidence.
Yes, that's the issue.
It makes me want to just continue to bury you more. Like, if you're like, oh, you're right, I'm sorry, my bad, I'd be like, okay, cool. Yeah. But because you're like, oh, it's not my fault, this thing happened, I want to continue to attack you. And so I apologize.
I can take the attack.
And I don't want to keep piling on you too, Phil, but like, also, no, I kind of have to.
But you suck. Okay. You suck.
But you suck.
I love the attention.
Oh, I know you do. Finally, the show is about you, and
yeah.
But yeah. Look, so that's the same issue I have with the wrestling arguments, because most of the arguments, like, sure, I have some takes that people don't agree with wrestling, and we have, both of us have some reasonable discussions about things we disagree with respectfully, like the deathmatch versus hardcore thing, like, you know, it's not something I actually care about, and it's probably not some, well, I don't know if Phil cares about it, but it's like, we just had kind of a, we had an argument, we maybe played it up a little bit.
You had an artisanal discussion, you're like two men in a museum discussing a painting.
Exactly. And that's I like when it's a shouting match too, because that's more entertaining for the viewers, but it's also like that won't happen as often because, you know, we're friends and we share a lot of opinions and stuff like that. So it's not going to happen as often. But I think what Phil often defaults to is being the contrarian and having the happy guy opinion on wrestling things. When I say I don't like something, he goes, how do you not like that? And
yeah. And then when you say why, he just goes, because it was awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly, why. Exactly.
Listen, I'm a professional wrestling fan, and I enjoy watching professional wrestling. I mean, it's as simple as that.
It's not as simple as that.
How to make it any simpler.
Urka says that people with ADD can hunt and kill prey more effectively than other normies who are actually useless. So, Jack, nice. As the host and producer of this show...
I'd save your life.
How would you translate those hunting skills into, like, solid podcast work? How could you use what you've learned through people with ADD to harness Phil's power properly?
Jack, if we went on Naked and Afraid, you would definitely tap out in like freaking day five.
No, Phil, I know you want to see me naked. That's not the point.
I'd have my fire. I'd have my fish. I'd definitely bring a lighter, though, I'll tell you. That'd be the thing I'd bring.
Of course you'd bring a lighter.
I'd be thriving.
Okay, maybe. What, do you have, like, street smarts but not, like, book smarts? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
What, exactly. To be honest, what I try to do is I try to use his eccentricities, maybe, to change the discussion to a topic that I know he'll have a real opinion on. That's the way I do it. Like, when we have an argument about something that he clearly doesn't believe, I'll turn it into, oh, you know what else is whatever? This pay-per-view is happening, and then turn it into something that we can have a different discussion about that hopefully doesn't make me, like, lose it. So right. I try to change the subject, basically.
Well, yeah, and I like that. I like the dynamic of the show and how you guys argue and stuff. It's just that I'm worried that either, like, basically, Phil has to let you be a dick to him.
Yeah.
And you have to let Phil not care as much as he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to both, because if at some point, because that's what happened with me and Steve. Like, at some point, Steve was like, Pat, you're always on my ass, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, dude, well, in exchange for me allowing you to care so little,
yeah, right.
you have to let me care a lot and right. not get mad at me about caring too much, and I'll try not to get mad at you for caring too little. And, like, that's the arrangement, that's a marriage that has to happen.
Exactly. Phil, do you really not care? Or
I never cared to begin with.
Right. Okay,
this was just a thing I do in my free time.
Uh-huh. He does care. He cares a lot. He just has a different way of approaching the care. Like, Jack, right. me and you are gonna, like, be insane. Where yeah. Phil's like, I care, I'm awake, aren't I? You know?
yeah, that's enough.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
I do care.
Okay.
It's just
well,
a different care.
It's a different care, and that's okay, because we there's two of us, and we can balance this stuff out. And I mean, I think we'll figure out next week the exact limit of your abilities in terms of this format. But
that's what you have to do once every so often. Y'all have to let Phil produce his show to humble himself, and then you have to also fight once a year in the park, just a brutal fight, just to get it all out.
Yeah, and that's both of those are going to happen within the next, like, week or two. So, yeah.
Yeah. Just get them out.
You're going to be blown away. You're going to say, please, Phil, can you produce the show from now on? I beg of you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Produce the show. Go ahead and look at the Fight Geist logo that I designed myself.
Imagine he's got, like, all these backgrounds and, like, Twitch stuff all, like, on the ready, and he actually does just blow you away.
Yeah, imagine he's prepared. Yeah.
Do you think, Jack, that you would have a mental breakdown if that happened?
I would feel very insecure about my abilities.
Now that makes me not wanna do good.
What do you mean?
Then again, I don't
what
really
a
care.
Nice excuse. Gonna,
yeah, no, no. You don't want to hurt my feelings. You don't want to be too good, right?
I don't know. You're probably not going to want to do podcasting anymore.
He's going to be like, oh, Jack, you know, I probably, didn't show because I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, and then he just won't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, I didn't know. I thought it was a bad idea.
This is my big break.
I guarantee you, Phil, at 5:30, I'll call you earlier, too, because I want to be on time for this one.
Okay.
At like 5:30 or whatever, when we you know, call them or ready and stuff like that, you're gonna be like, oh, I gotta think of, because this is how you are every week. Oh, I gotta think of, you know, say you have a top five. Oh, I gotta figure out my top five. The show you're hosting.
Figure it out.
I guarantee
well, Jack,
this is gonna happen.
I think that you should basically set your expectations. Just to know that Phil is not going to come with any topics. Forget about topics.
Right. I came up with the topic today.
Because that's the thing. I think that
I came up with the top five stipulations.
You came up with that during the stream.
You came up with nothing.
But that's what I'm going to say. That's what's going to happen. Don't expect him to prepare topics, because this week you didn't prepare topics, so you gave him an out for next week. So it's Phil, you didn't prepare any topics? You'd be like, well, yeah, what's the big deal? You didn't prepare any last week.
Oh, my God, you're totally right. I should have really, over-prepared for this
week. And let's talk about the Tuesday where you were, almost, quote-unquote, too tired, and we had to postpone it to Thursday.
Okay, you want me to be honest here?
Oh, boy.
You want me to be honest here, Phil?
Be honest.
Tuesday,
be really honest.
I had a date, okay? Did you?
I know.
Oh, you had a date?
Yeah. You did. So I had better things to do.
How many dates have you had before that, Jack?
Before
don't
that?
Talk, it's not about how many
let's
dates
talk,
you've had
yeah,
before.
Let's not. It doesn't matter.
Hey, well,
doesn't
let's
matter.
Keep it in the ring.
That,
you're going to you're gonna turn it into a thing about, oh, you're much cooler than me because, oh,
remember
actually, I'm not going to go there.
Up,
never mind. Never mind.
Don't worry, Jack, listen.
Just to make yourself seem cooler than me.
Jack, listen. I used to be like Prince. I used to care about my dates, but you know what?
Right.
My friends who didn't care about dates, they went on to produce great shows. So you just stay the course, my friend. Don't listen.
Parched.
Well, I mean, clearly I care at least a little bit because I did skip the show.
Don't listen to his propaganda.
He was literally implying that, oh, I'm cooler than you because I had a date on Tuesday and you didn't.
That's not
what just happened.
Okay, well, all right, you're a little bit right.
Listen,
so if
he's
take
a grown
out...
man. He has a job. If he wants to go out for drinks with a lady after work to unwind, that's his prerogative.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't. That's out of the ring. You can't throw that in his face.
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm not a flat earther. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying there's some things about it, you know?
Yeah, just some things about it.
So don't go all AJ on me here.
Yeah, okay, come on, please.
I think this is a good, like maybe second style episode for you guys, like group therapy.
Yeah.
And I'm like the moderator, and I like, we just do some therapy together.
100%. I might just put this part up as a separate episode, to be honest.
Jack, tell me how it made you feel when Phil was playing golf in the middle of your Twitch stream.
Well, considering he had his back to me.
If you could kick Prince in one area of his body, show me on this doll where you would punch him.
where?
The balls, Phil, the balls.
Show me, please, hit this punching bag like it's Phil when he's waking up late with no shirt on.
Luckily,
right,
I get that did happen
Phil,
once where he actually woke up right before the show.
When you look at this ink blotch, what do you see? I see Jack harassing me to wake up to be on the show.
Yeah. Right, oh, so by the way, I don't know if you know this one. We didn't talk about this on the show, but there was several weeks ago, the episode that where we mostly talked about the George Floyd protests and everything, right? We spent most of the episode on that. The reason we were talking about that is because that episode, I was late to the show. I was like an hour late to the show because I went to a protest in the city. And it was like long and it took me all day and I was exhausted and I came home and I was like, fuck it, I'm still gonna, I had like coffee and I'm like, I'm still gonna just try to do a show. I didn't even have topics that day either, I wasn't prepared, but I'll figure something out because I care about growing the show. And I come in and actually I think when I arrived it was a little after 6 and I was like, all right, fine, let me just do the show right now. I was like sweaty, I was exhausted, and then I call Phil, he doesn't pick up. I call him again, he doesn't pick up. And I call him the third time, and yes, he's shirtless. Yes, he doesn't have his backdrop prepared. And he says, oh, I forgot it was Tuesday. I just woke up.
I'm the
one who was out for 6 hours that day.
Protesting
I didn't just
civil
wake up.
Rights.
Yes.
Protesting human civil rights.
Exactly. Right. And Phil's what? He's sleeping. Okay, fine.
And he's just sleeping. He forgot it was even Tuesday.
You forgot it was Tuesday. And I understand that because it's, you know, everybody's got no plans these days. I mean, until recently. And, you know, I forget what day it is sometimes. But when it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday. And I focus and I'm ready.
Game time.
Yeah.
What would Michael Jordan say with Phil's type of attitude? What would Michael Jordan tell Phil? He'd probably punch him.
Right? Yeah, give him is that Kobe Bryant mask deal?
I'll just sell him some cocaine, and he'll be like, oh, cool.
Phil's pretending to smoke a cigarette. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know what? His ADD is so charming, but you see, he couldn't even sit there without starting to pretend to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Phil, we love you.
Wait, is that an actual cigarette?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave it to him like 6 years ago. When he was 13.
I'm sure, yeah, 13.
I was like, only smoke this when you're 19.
And it has to be live.
Has to be live.
Has to be live. Do it when Jack is at his most angry with you.
Oh my god, I would punch you through the screen. I hope it's in the studio.
Oh, I'm still gonna smoke a cigarette in the studio. Camel.
I am going to
Camel Crush.
If there reaches a point in the studio, all right, because I feel like this would legitimately happen. If there reaches a point where we're arguing in the studio, if you're not giving me shit back, and or if you're, you know, whatever, and then you do light up a cigarette, I would punch you. Be honest. Yeah? Yes.
Huh. Wow. Shoot punch.
Yeah.
Shoot punch.
Would it be a working punch or a shoot punch?
Yeah, the Rock stomp punch. Yeah. It would be a shoot punch.
No, I'm really excited. I think that you guys need to have this match as soon as possible, or else you guys should reach a boiling point.
Yeah.
So I think you need to have this match. What happened? Phil dropped a burrito and got hit by a car or something?
Yeah, that was exactly what happened.
That's his kayfabe excuse.
It was a nightmare. And it was actually a 2011 Hyundai.
Right, right.
It was, because if you know about your Hyundais, you know the front bumper is much more harder than any other car in the market today. It's actually the last car, like newer cars, to have somewhat of an older car style, because you know older cars were much more harder. So the bumper is like that, and yeah, hit me right in the legs. I went flying in the air. It was really bad. And
you went flying in the air from getting hit in the leg.
Well, yeah, you know, you're standing right here, right, in a car, and it's like I tried to jump, but it didn't work too well. It was almost like what's his name? When in 21 Jump Street, when they were jumping over the car, it was like that. And
so basically, the fight went too long.
Yeah, that's exactly. Basically, it was. Yeah, I wanted to do it this weekend. We were talking about doing it this weekend, and
something happened.
Well, what happened? Like I said on the show, what happened is that Phil's parents didn't let him go. Because, well, I mean, it's understandable. They didn't want him to, you know, not be wearing a mask around me and other people, and
right.
But, and I mean, you are working with like kids and shit, mad kids,
right?
And you don't know where they go. You don't know where their parents go. They could be carrying it. I mean, my mom already had it, so it's like, yeah,
so
I'm not.
She'll be safe.
Yeah, but you could get it again. Like just,
it hasn't
like,
been proven.
There was somebody,
so basically, Phil, what you're saying is that you're not as hardcore as you say that you are.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah, I'm not as hardcore because I don't want my mother to die.
She had it already.
You can get it again.
You can't get. That's not scientifically proven that you can get it again. Nobody's gotten it again before.
Yes, someone has gotten it again.
It's a theory that the immunity is only seasonal, but nobody's gotten it twice.
Well, I'm sorry for not knowing 100% if you can't get it again.
So Jack wins through forfeit.
By forfeit, yeah.
Forfeit? So that's 1-0. Okay. if Jack wins through forfeit, then I get a point from the MVP Apollo Crews forfeit.
No.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
Yeah, that's a good point. I won't take the forfeit. This match will happen. It will happen. The thing is, I'm not pissed off about the idea that your parents didn't want you to go. It's perfectly reasonable. Because not wearing masks, obviously not social distancing, makes sense. The problem I had was the fact that you told me that you couldn't go the day of. So, I don't know. We've been preparing it for 3 weeks. Yeah, it was the day of, or at least it was Saturday night, and we were going to do it Sunday, if not Sunday morning.
That's either here or there.
It's fine. The match is still going to happen. But
that's what happened. I respect Phil's safety.
Yeah, of course.
Family safety. But, you know, it's going to suck when you wait all this time to finally be allowed to leave the house.
Yeah.
And then Jack puts you in the hospital.
Exactly. You get it. You get it.
I can't go to the hospital.
Imagine how embarrassing it's going to be to tell your mom that Jack broke your arm.
Yeah.
I'll just lie. I'll say I got hit by a car.
You got a burrito? Yeah. Saw how well that panned out last time.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, the match is happening. It's just happening another time. And I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting my hands on you, Phil.
Oh, I know you want to get your hands on me, Jack.
Oh, you know it.
I mean, it's going to be quite the match. You might die.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Know. We'll see. It is a CPSF. Anything goes.
CPSF. All right, CPSF.
Well, I'm gonna let you guys close up your show on
therapist.
Your own.
All right.
I'm gonna leave the therapy session. I think. Well, because you know why I don't want to continue to take over your show. I want you guys to be able to wean yourselves off, and I'll just ride off into the sunset.
Beautiful on your horse.
Cool.
Yeah, I feel like in this session, I may have done more harm than good for your relationship.
Honestly,
no, you did good.
No, you.
I'm happy.
I'm glad that Phil was able to hear these exact points from somebody other than me, because I don't know if he understood that they were true when I just said them, because yeah. I was the only one repeating.
Well, the resentment's going to build. You know,
this is real.
Right after your third episode,
yeah,
second episode, I messaged Phil and I said, hey, you guys got a great thing going on here, but, you know, I just want to tell you, as an elder of yours who worked with a guy named Cuck Steve for years, you know, you're Steve. So don't get mad about being Steve. Just be your charming self. But don't get mad at Jack. And just listen to Jack. And I can see that. And he said, like, yeah, man, that's a good. Thanks for messaging me. Really good point. Like, I can see that he didn't listen to me. Yeah, I can see
I
that.
Did.
He
no,
he
Phil, it's gotten worse.
From my teacher.
I try my best.
No, on the show, you're great, Phil. Well, sometimes.
I know. You
sometimes.
Don't have to
but
tell me.
Look. Well,
Phil,
okay.
Before
that's
I go,
part of the
tell
problem.
Me what. What you're going to be doing later. Are we going to be playing video games? You know, Jack, it's as hard to get Phil to
is
join
it?
A video game party as it is to get him to care about any other of the things that we've mentioned today. So I want to prepare myself. Should I just go off on my own, Phil? Or
you want to play something?
I think I'm actually going to start streaming Sekiro right now. So
are you
guys finish off what you're doing and then fucking raid me.
Yeah.
And we'll keep this community growing. Thank you, Erica. I see you out there. Thank you, Jack. It's been
Pat,
a pleasure.
Thank you, Pat.
Pat, let me know because I have deliveries to be made in Grand Theft. So
yeah, just deliveries. You didn't finish them all right now while this podcast was going.
Seems like
no,
it.
No, I didn't. I didn't complete one actually. I did the old 800 trick to get a private lobby, and then realized I did the higher delivery, and I can't do it by myself. So then I turned the internet off, turned it on, and then I gave up.
It was very nice of
you,
Phil, to not even do a complete.
For nothing. You didn't even make any money.
Same, are you?